Bradley was talking about Kim Kardashian, if you just joined the show last hour, about how she cannot stand... What was it? She can't stand to take the
cardboard,
sleeve off
she
of
has
a
issues
Starbucks
with,
cup.
Yeah, cardboard sleeves on a coffee cup drive her nuts, and she has to make someone take the sleeve off for her.
Yeah.
Which I wanted to say, but then I was like, okay, this is about me finding something that Kim Kardashian can be relatable about. But I did want to just take issue with that and be like, can't you just ask them not to put one on?
That's true. Yeah.
But she probably doesn't go to the counter to get her drink.
She probably goes to the drive-thru, right?
Somebody probably brings it to her.
Oh, sure.
Right? But you'd think in the little notes comment, if she did DoorDash, she would just put, no cardboard sleeves. Anyway, that got us on a whole conversation about like weird tactile issues, including but not limited to wooden spoons, styrofoam, cotton balls. And wow, the listeners, you guys just kept sending in emails, which is awesome. I do want to say we will get to Celine Dion at some point because she has a new interview in Vogue and I want to talk about that. But I'm like, I kind of feel like we should stick on this subject because
for
listeners
sure.
were dropping emails like crazy.
Yes. I still have to go back to Emily. This makes me laugh so hard that she hates the sound of clapping and I hate doing it myself.
Yeah.
She hates herself when she's clapping. She's like, I hate this so much. Oh,
well, she's like, she doesn't want to be rude probably,
yeah,
right? So it's like just an instinct. But then she's like, oh, God.
I love it. I love it.
Like, I wonder if she just does like air claps so that it,
kind of,
she gives the impression of clapping, but she doesn't actually have to slap skin.
Oh, sorry, Emily, if you're listening. Don't do that to her. You can't do whatever you want just because it's your birthday.
Well,
yeah,
no.
You can. Wooden utensils. She agrees with you. She hates wooden utensils.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty common one. I mean, over the years when I've talked about that, I know that other people have that experience. So I'm not too surprised. There's something about wood that just doesn't feel right in the mouth. Anyone? Okay.
I don't know. She says also that people don't oil their wooden utensils and cutting boards. And that's her problem. You're supposed to oil them?
It's a good idea to, because it'll protect them from
seal it. Yeah.
From getting water damage.
Yeah. I know that like whenever I clean mine, I'm really careful. Like I don't really.
You don't want to soak them.
I don't.
And you don't
want to
run them through the dishwasher.
No, I just do a quick thing of water and then I pour lemon juice all over it because that's what my mom does.
Oh, really?
To clean it because it's
weird.
Acidic. I don't know.
I've never heard of that before.
Well, let's talk more about some of these emails we got. Diane says she can't hold other people's rings.
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting one, Diane. I've never heard, like, I wonder what that's about.
And
like,
how does that come up?
She says it's just under the subject line, tactile fear. So there must be something the way that another person's ring feels to her that kind of creeps her out. But not just all rings, but it's other people's rings.
Maybe
that's
it's the dirtiness of it.
It
feels like there could be some nasty.
Carissa did say it was all good, Mike.
Okay, good. I felt really, really bad.
No, you didn't.
You're right.
It's fine. Her fear was.
But I am glad.
Rubbing fingies on the, specifically the nails.
Scratching your nails.
On jeans.
Which
and
Mike did.
It was.
I wanted to give an example to all the other listeners who it doesn't bother.
Great.
Thank you.
You're
for
trolling her.
It's all good. Amy sent us an email again on the topic and said the sound ... sight of foam ... I throw up foam sports fingers at events.
She hates it.
That would be really
she throws
like
up.
I mean, that's a thing.
Yeah.
That's obviously that would be a great TV show like on the Learning Channel. On a little TLC like
yeah.
I throw up when I see ...
Yeah.
Cardboard on a coffee cup.
Then we have Virginia wants to tell you happy birthday, Bradley.
Thanks, Virginia.
And says, I've never met anyone who shares my aversion to wooden spoons. Can't use them, wash them, touch them.
Tongue depressors are traumatic. I agree.
Oh, man.
Ugh.
Must be a
just the thought of
thing.
It. Just the thought of there's something, it just raises the hair on the back of my neck.
I thought of another thing.
For you?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's, I don't like to touch coins.
Oh.
And then when I do, I'm hyper aware that I've touched coins and I have to get like hand sanitizer.
Oh, like a germ thing?
Yeah.
Do you have like germ? Is that, because that to me is a little different than the feel of something. Is it more about the germs than the feeling?
It is. I mean, like I look at coins and I go, oh my God, that one's so dirty. I even wash my coins. Like I've literally put coins, like if I have a coin jar, I'm like, I don't know what kind of, it's like, I think that it's collecting germs.
That's hilarious.
And, or any coins I get
in my hand.
So
you just put them, run them through the dishwasher?
No, I put them in like a cup of alcohol, rubbing alcohol.
Oh God.
And let all the germs come off of them. What's wrong with me?
I don't think there's anything wrong with you. I think that's just what makes you special, Dawn.
Oh no. It's not like I don't do other dirty things though. That's the problem.
Do you feel that way about money?
Money, like bills? Touching money. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's because I think about it's gone around the world. And
yeah, I had a friend. Oh my God, I had a friend in college, and she would literally put keys in her mouth. Like she would just be sitting there, like we'd be talking, and she'd be putting her keys in her mouth.
Nope.
Yep.
No.
Yeah. No, literally just sucking on her keys.
No, I don't like that at all.
It was probably good for her. Like, think about all the, like, all the gut bacteria you're going to add.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh.
Mike's reason.
I'm kind of the same way. I would do that.
What?
You would suck on your keys?
You would put keys in your mouth?
Sure.
Mike.
It doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Thanks, Kelly Clarkson.
All right, where are your keys, Mike?
They're in my coat pocket. I'll go grab them.
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do that. I don't want to be responsible for him getting, I don't know, tetanus. What would you get?
I don't know.
Something.
I think something ain't good. My car's real dirty.
I actually
right
remember
now.
At one point on this show, we dared Colleen to lick that doorknob right by the studio. She did.
Okay.
I respect that.
That is intense.
Would you lick it?
Zero chance.
For your birthday.
Is that supposed to entice me? Is there like $1,000 attached? I think I think I gave her something. I don't remember what it was, but.
Oh, well.
You'd have to give me a lot.
You know what I find satisfying, though? I'm looking at these scissors over here in the studio. The feeling of cutting paper with scissors. Mm. I like that feeling.
I like slicing calluses off my hand.
Yeah, I've seen you do that here in the studio. I'm like, what's he doing with his skin over there? He's just peeling off a layer.
Lots of calluses.
That's because you're working out. You got some calluses. Now
that we've turned everybody off their lunch. Licking doorknobs and slicing calluses.
If you think of something like money that you would give me to lick that doorknob, I would do it.
No, yeah. I'm not going to make you do that because, again, I don't want to be responsible for you getting hepatitis.
Okay.
Dawn,
Will you give me some money?
No. Dawn.
Yeah.
We got to talk about Dominic West. Why? Because he kind of sounds like a turd in this interview he did.
Yeah.
If you guys don't remember Dominic West, that's Prince Charles, King Charles. He played Prince Charles in The Crown.
And he was also on a show called The Affair.
He was on The Affair, and he's done a lot of stuff. You would recognize him. He was also the subject of a scandal. And that's what he's talking about. But in that discussion, he still sounds like a turd to me. And we're going to talk about it when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1.
It's Dawn McClain here with Mike Marcotte from Twin Cities Live and Minnesota Live. You joined the Livia program like I did.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember what made you join Livia?
Oh my gosh. Well, I was at the heaviest weight in my entire life.
Yeah.
And with my partner, he has two kids. And so I just wanted to take them up the stairs at night and not have to pant and be winded when I got to the top. And so that was my motivation to join Livia.
Was there anything surprising about the Livia program?
It's so positive. There's not a single person in the Livia office in Roseville, but they're so positive in every aspect of this journey.
And have you reached your goal?
I have reached my goal, and we actually extended it. So I'm down over 30 pounds, and I'm looking to lose more.
Join Livia today and get your first 8 weeks free. Visit Livia.com. That's Livia.com. Or call 855-GO-LIVIA. And Livia is now offering GLP-1 medications. Quiet the food noise and see accelerated results by summer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
We know what he did. That Dominic West. He's a nasty man. I don't love Dominic West. I think he's a good actor, but as a person, I go, eh. You've got a story about him, and it has to do with why I'm icking his...
Yeah, so I think Dominic West is kind of like a turd in this interview that I read. And I love him as an actor, but we can't forget... What are you laughing about over there?
No, I just think it's fun that...
We called him a turd.
No, that he's a good actor, but when you consider the roles that he's had, maybe it's not that much acting.
Art imitating life.
There you
it's
go.
So if you
don't, he's not a great actor. Maybe he's just being himself.
If you don't remember... Good point, Mike. If you don't remember, Dominic West is, of course, the guy who played Prince Charles. Don't know if you remember. Prince Charles cheated on his wife and pretty much everyone else. But he cheated on the British people. No. but he also did something called The Affair with Lily James, right?
Yes.
And Lily James is the woman that he was seen in photos with. Not on the set of a TV show or a movie,
right?
But in real life. Mm-hmm. And the two of them were canoodling in public. And if you've forgotten, and Don, I included a link, if you click on the Sun article,
sure.
These are the photos that got everybody talking when they were on their trip to Rome. Oh, God, how many years ago was this now? 2020. So this was in October of 2020. He, Dominic West, 50, because we got to point that out. Mm-hmm. Married, spotted kissing his 31-year-old co-star, Lily James.
As she wasn't on The Affair with him, I think like Maura Tierney. I don't know if she was on The Affair. I think that they were in a movie together. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but they were together for a reason. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember what they were filming at the time. But they were together, and he was working with Lily on an adaptation of Nancy Mitford's novel, The Pursuit of Love, for BBC One and Amazon.
The Pursuit of Love.
Hey-o. Well, he was pursuing her love.
Yep.
And there were lots of photos of them literally bebopping around Rome, looking like a happy couple.
Yeah.
Now, they never acknowledged whatever happened, and I remember at the time, like, there was no, like, they were like, we're not talking about this. Lily was like, mind your own business. But everybody saw the photos. I mean, they're literally two people.
Like, he's kissing her.
Literally leaning into her.
Like,
in
on
public.
Her neck. Not, and, you don't do that. And then they were on a scooter together, and he was holding her by, she was holding him, and they were holding each other by the waist.
Yeah, so it was clear that something was going on between the two of them. The tabloids picked that up, and of course... You know, you can draw your own conclusions. Well, that led to this really awkward moment where he and his wife, because he has a wife, had to walk out in public. And she read a statement basically saying they love each other and mind your own business. Well, he's talking about that period of time in an interview. And I was very excited because I thought, well, maybe he's going to come clean in the interview or talk about it. But instead, he basically just... talks about how it was a very stressful time for his wife, and it's mostly because the press was so obnoxious about the story. And I thought,
what?
Do you think maybe it was about the fact that you were seen in public kissing another woman? He, in fact, called those 2020 photos with Lily James deeply stressful for his wife. I wonder why!
Yeah.
And also doesn't talk about the fact that it was like, he just sort of talks around it.
Yeah.
He doesn't actually say, like, I cheated on my wife and that was a horrible thing for me to do.
Right. And then I remember at the time that people were, they had to come out and basically that they had an interview together or a statement together that said, we're very much happily in love and together.
Yeah. Like I said, she went out in public with read a statement aloud, like off a piece of paper that said,
my husband, we're happy. Lovely. And she's an Irish like aristocrat. Yeah. He has a title because of her. Yeah. She has a title.
Yeah, she's an actual aristocrat. In the interview, he talks about how she makes fun of him for playing an aristocrat, and she says he doesn't do a very good job.
Because she is one.
Yeah.
And people are like, what are you doing? It's just so stupid. Well, I hope that one day he'll admit to it. And, you know, I feel the worst for Lily James in all of this because, you know, I just... for some reason feel like she doesn't need that as a young actress to be, you know, I don't know what happened between them, but
I honestly think that sticks more to him than it does her. Cause I don't know that people, I don't know. I feel like he ends up looking like the goober in this scenario.
But what is it about?
Cause you don't know what he told her, like my wife and I we're on the rocks.
Yeah.
Also, but what I will say is the thing that I found particularly disturbing about this is that it was like in broad daylight. I mean, not that like people can't be themselves, but like if you're trying to carry on some illicit behavior that you don't want the public to comment on, maybe just don't do it in public.
Like, what do you think's going to happen if you're in Rome?
Yeah.
Traipsing about major locations.
Making out on a patio.
In broad daylight. On a patio and then just... you think no one's going to notice who you are? You're a worldwide star.
What now?
A worldwide star. They both are. It looks like he might have had some type of a tryst with a friend. Oh. Hold on now. So he and his wife got together in 2010. They have four children together. He has a daughter with a friend of his wife's, Polly Astor, from before the couple got back together. So it looks like there was something in between with one of her friends.
Mm.
Boy, this guy is all over the place.
Well, man. To Mike's point.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a little art imitating life.
Yeah. Man. Well, good luck to him.
I just thought, you know, you might be really good as an actor, but maybe just keep your mouth shut when it comes to what's going on behind the scenes. I will say it is kind of frustrating when you do love an actor and you're like, oh God, why do I have to read all these headlines about the things that you're doing that's going to turn me off? Although I will say, didn't keep me from enjoying his performance in The Crown at all.
And the part of Charles's life, like I really liked Josh O'Connor. It made me like Charles when I saw the young
he brought
Charles,
some humanity to Charles.
For sure, because you could see how he was more artistic and wanted to be his own man and tried to do that sort of in college and, you know, knew that he needed to learn the Welsh language because it was important because he was the Prince of Wales. And so he went ahead for his speech at his college and did that in their language. And I think that was very impactful for them. But it was a big contention on the show. Or, I mean, just a part of the whatever The Crown is saying, whether or not it's true or not. But it made you really like Charles. Then you got into the era of Dominic West, where he was being Cheater McCheaterson. And Dominic West was very whiny and smarmy. And I thought he did a great job.
I thought, but I thought Josh did a great job, too, of making you hate Charles for all of the reasons I think we ultimately all did hate Charles, which is just the way he belittled Diana and seemed impetuous.
Oh, right. Because that went on.
But they both had the ability to show you the good and the bad of Charles. I mean, when I first saw Dominic West in terms of like playing a role as Charles, I thought, well, he's way too good looking to portray Prince Charles.
That's true.
Because there's no comparison.
Even though
all.
People try to convince us that Charles was hot back in the day.
Whatever. Anyway, like the moral of the story.
Hot.
But that would be Josh O'Connor or Josh O'Connor.
Yeah. Josh O'Connor.
Right. That was his period. And he wasn't ugly by any stretch of the imagination, but you weren't focused on, you know.
I forgot.
Later, Charles was not as hot as Dominic West. Anyway, when I first saw there was very I was like, oh, I don't know. He looks too attractive.
Yeah.
But I think he did a very good job of being ugly. And by that, I mean his person, like the personality parts of Charles that we didn't like. He was able to embody that, but then also bring some humanity. I think they both did a really good job.
I forgot that Josh O'Connor, it went into the series where he was married and wooing Emma Corrin.
Yeah.
That Diana. Yeah. I forgot about that part.
I mean, again, just a fabulous show.
All right.
Well, Dominic West, you're still kind of turdy.
Good luck to you.
Good luck to him. When we come back, Rebel Wilson is dropping blind items about drug-fueled orgies with royals. And we need to figure out who it is. When we come back, right here on My Talk 107.1. Hey, My Talkers. Bradley here for my good friends at Your Boat Club. You know Your Boat Club. It is the best way to get on the water this summer. And we'll be getting on the water in no time. I cannot wait. I'm hoping we're going to be able to get on the water in Florida when we're down there to see my mom for Memorial Day. And that's right. Your Boat Club has opportunities for you to rent boats right down in Florida. But they also have boats available in right here in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois. Plenty of locations for you to get on the water this summer. And you've heard me say it, but it's absolutely true. They take care of all of the work. You just have to show up and have fun. So you don't have to think too hard about what it's going to take to be out on the water. You just have to show up, make sure you got some snacks, bring your friends, maybe bring a towel so you can take a dip in the water, but they'll take care of everything else. All the business, leave it to Your Boat Club. To find out more about membership, just head to yourboatclub.com today and don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
She almost lost her virginity at an orgy.
What?
It's Rebel Wilson in Tales from Her Book, Rebel Rising. We don't really want to read the book, but we like to read stories about what's in the book. We already heard a lot about Sacha Baron Cohen and what she thinks of him. Now she's moving on to a situation she had with what she says is a British royal.
Ooh.
Who's in line for the throne.
Oh.
Somewhere, and a party that involves some Molly and orgies. Where do you want me to start?
I mean, wherever you need to start.
Yeah.
That's some hot gossip.
Start at the very beginning. So she says that she won't identify this guy, but I feel like I know who it is.
Oh, you do?
Thanks to the succession of the royal family that you linked on here.
Okay.
I think I know who this is.
Oh, you actually came up with a guess?
Yep. So she says that a guy who is a Windsor, he's like the 15th or 20th in line to the British throne, that he invited her in the U.S. to some tech billionaire's party because they needed more girls in attendance.
Okay.
So at the last minute, she's invited to this tech billionaire's party. And then I guess it's like a party that involves like people jousting and knights. It was like a costume party where she was dressed as a princess. She kept hiking up her breasts because she said that's her best feature. She had on like a traditional princess pointy hat, you know, like one of those get-ups. So she's at this party in LA, and you know, it was just a lot of famous people, and it was really fun at first. It was just a really massive property.
Okay.
But she won't say who this is. So yeah. I feel like we might be able to, I don't know, figure out who it is.
All right. So you think you've figured it out? Who is it?
I think I figured out who the royal is that invited her.
Okay.
Okay. So according to your royal succession chart here.
Yeah. So when you brought this up, the reason I linked this, so she says in this alleged blind item that it was somebody, you know, 15th or 20th in line. And I was like, well, okay, I've got a thought about this, but let's just play that out.
Okay.
Look at the succession list. And if we started at number 15 and went forward to 20,
yeah,
there's what, like two people it could be.
Yes, you're right. So at the time, though, she was 34. So we have to go back to when this person might have been single. I think it's Princess Anne's son, Mr. Peter Phillips.
Mr. Peter Phillips. All right. Why do you think that?
Because
just from like a, like, when you deduction.
Go, Well, yeah, when you go down the line, you've got to eliminate all of these, like, well, the Prince of Wales and all of his kids come first, and then you've got Prince Harry, who is next, and all of his kids, and then you have the brothers and sisters of Charles, who are the Duke of York and all their kids, which is a lot of girls, really.
Yeah.
You've got Beatrice, Sienna, Eugenie. And then,
this would have been around like what year that she alleges this happened?
Well, I think probably around 10 years ago or around that. And I don't think Mr. Peter Phillips was married yet.
Oh, okay.
So Mr. Peter Phillips, I love how most of them are like the Duke of this and Master Ernest of that.
Well, if I remember correctly, Anne was like, my kids are not having titles.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, how come he's just Mr. Peter Phillips? But he's basically the oldest grandchild of Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah.
So he would have been, he's basically Harry and William's oldest cousin. Because he's around 15th to 20th there.
Yeah.
In between him and all the rest are girls. And then the 20th one is actually a kid who's now like 15.
Yeah.
So it wasn't him as a 5-year-old.
Well, and you have like Prince Edward, who I think was 15, right?
Yeah.
And then Phillips is what, 18th? And then...
Yeah. When you say 15, you mean 15th in line.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so a lot of women here and kids. And then you've got this one guy, Mr. Peter Phillips.
Yeah. Well, so I would say from a like deduction standpoint of that list, that would be the only plausible one.
Yeah.
I just think it's a lie. I bet that this story is fabricated. And I don't mean completely out of... Like, I bet she was at a party and something like this happened, but I would be very careful if you thought a royal actually did something, like, I would be very careful putting a royal's name in my mouth.
Or anything.
Like, if...
of them in my mouth.
Very careful. So, I don't know. I'm a little skeptical of, not that a story like that didn't happen, because I'm sure there are, I didn't see Saltburn, but, you know, people do things, right?
They
at
do
fancy
things.
Parties.
They sure do.
So I'm not denying that a party like that didn't happen, but it almost sounded like, you know, like she was dressed up like a princess and a Windsor had invited her to this party. And then somebody came out with drugs in an orgy and she went running off into the night.
That's really what it is.
It is. It's a cute story, but I just wonder if she's maybe... adding a little flourish to sell headlines. And the only reason I thought that ultimately was her book comes out in the UK in 2 days.
Okay. He's around her age, though.
Yeah, no. I'm not saying it's not possible.
Yeah.
I mean, that...
He just broke up with his girlfriend, too.
Yeah.
Like two weeks ago.
Of the people.
Yeah.
That's the only one it could be.
Yeah.
He was
yeah.
married at the time, but that's never stopped a royal before in the
that's
past.
That's true.
So.
Yeah, it wasn't like she didn't say he did anything.
Yeah,
but I guess what happened is that they were just, you know, running around. There was a fireworks display.
The story is just that he invited her, right?
Exactly.
I just think when you say a royal, you know that people are going to click. Right. Like if you just had a story about an orgy, I went to a party with an orgy.
Mm-hmm.
Like who doesn't have an orgy story party or party story?
Yeah, right? That's true.
Weren't you, you know?
Yeah, I was in the theater department.
I was going to say you were telling me some stories.
That's true.
But when you add a royal.
I know. You can't just say that. Even if he's 15th or 20th, people are going to go down the list.
Exactly. Because now you know that Peter Phillips. People going to start going, hey, Peter, did you know?
Did you know that Rebel Wilson says that you were at a party where there was an orgy? She said
has
at 2 a.m.
Has anybody said that yet? Peter Phillips, Rebel?
I don't know. Maybe we can break this story.
Oh, well, I typed in Peter Phillips and Rebel Wilson came up.
Oh.
Okay, so
maybe
there
it's
is...
because of me and all the searches I did.
There's a Reddit thread. Rebel Wilson gives 3 clues to the identity of the royal family member who she claims invited her to a drug-fueled orgy and it wasn't Harry. People are like, I'm sick of all the bait trying to attract attention by making people speculate. Honey, that's what blind items are all about.
What are you even doing on the internet then? Sorry.
Not sure where you looked up your info, but Princess Margaret had two children, David and Sarah. Charles is, oh, you know, here's the other thing I didn't think about. The succession has changed.
Right. I said that in the beginning.
But what I'm saying is I don't know where people would have been at the time.
Oh, so it could have been further down the list
right?
that we don't see yet.
Well, because like other people might have come in and
exactly.
out.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, because the kids of like Lilibet wasn't born yet because she's thrown
Louis.
In there. Louis, like George, like all these kids, they weren't around yet.
So they would have shifted people down.
We need to go down further.
So what we need to do.
She didn't. She left the party.
She left the party.
2 a.m. A guy comes around with trays, like waiters with
also,
silver trays.
Also, what do you do when that happens?
With Molly on it.
Well, I would do what she did. I would hike up my skirt and make head
she
for the
ran.
Hills. Yeah.
I don't like to take drugs that I don't know. I'm not going to take a drug that somebody has on a tray. I'm just not.
And what do go, they have oh, to okay. provide it? I mean, is there a like?
Is there a way? Especially if I don't know if it's in pill form and I don't know what it is. There is no way. I'm too paranoid. I don't like doing that.
Trust me. I saw that episode of Facts of Life.
Yeah.
I found the succession list from 2015. He was 13th at that time,
oh.
which still is right in line with her story because she said like, what, 14, 15?
15,
oh, yeah. So.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I think that might
Ooh.
Confirm it.
Do you see who's further down the list? Like 20, like 20th at that point?
I started to, and then there's this dang ad, and I have to refresh it and then
oh
look
God,
really quick
it
before
wants you
it
to
kicks
give
me
your
out.
Your firstborn child.
Yeah, something like that. Let's see here.
Mrs.
Charles
Michael Tyndall.
Armstrong Jones. Well, he was born in 1999, so it ain't.
No.
He's 15.
Yeah, I mean, see, it starts to get into like people that are kids now that can't be. There's actually a. Like a 2-year-old. I was like, oh, maybe it's this Master Lucas. And
Master
it's not Master
Lucas
because he's 1.5.
Yeah. Masters are usually, my grandma used to write, when she would write me letters, she'd say, Master Bradley Trainer.
Oh, that's cute.
David Armstrong Jones, Viscount Linley.
Who's that?
Was number 18th.
Oh, hey.
Born
yeah.
in 61, a little
oh.
bit older.
Oh. But.
Would that be Princess, is that who they're talking about? Princess Margaret? Is that a Princess Margaret?
That is
kid?
A... Yes,
Anthony
Princess
Armstrong.
Yes.
Remember they were together.
Princess Margaret.
What's his name again?
Count David
Viscount.
Armstrong Jones.
David.
He was 18th
Jones.
On the list. Otherwise, it's all women and kids around that area.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe.
So I think it still could be Peter.
I mean, Peter is certainly the most plausible.
If it
actually happened, I just think Rebel, you should be real careful because now isn't like all of the United Kingdom going to be like Rebel? Spill the goods.
Yeah, they are. And this guy's going to be like, what?
Like, I was nowhere near that lady.
Imagine going to a party 15 years ago. What if, like, yeah, you were just kind of like, I'm going to go to this party. And you told your wife that it was, like, just a house party.
I will say the British talk circuit is, like, on fire today.
All over this.
Yeah.
You
That's
type
right.
in his name, the next search is Rebel Wilson. So he's one of them on the short list as well.
We figured it out on our own.
Good job, Dawn.
All right. She did not have an orgy.
I just
a
need
virgin.
I need an audio cut of that.
All right.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to play another game. It's not blind items.
Yeah.
It's going to be a game of Mike's choosing. Where his roulette wheel stops will determine what we're playing here on My Talk.